Earlier this week, the Army Corps of Engineers released the results of its 18-month study designed to deal with Asian carp in the Chicago waterways system. The study was mandated by Congress as the threat of the invasive species to the Great Lakes ecosystem continues to increase. Now, 8 options were presented, with the most comprehensive one physically separating the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River. But it comes at a price, as you would imagine, $18 billion, and it would take 25 years, the Corps study says. The study comes on the heels of another recent report that Asian carp DNA may have been found in Lake Michigan near Green Bay, Wisconsin. Current State's regular Great Lakes contributor Gary Wilson joins us from Chicago to tell us about the study and the reactions it is generating. Welcome back, Gary.
Hey, Mark. Good to be with you, and welcome back from Pasadena.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The tan has faded.
Okay. And you come back to Lansing with minus zero or less or colder and no electricity.
It was quite a readjustment. We'll just put it that way. This in context for us, Gary. There's a lot of studies coming out of the on the Great Lakes, a lot of discussion about invasive species, but this was a pretty big study, as I understand, and it's attracted a lot more attention. Why is that?
Well, it's a landmark study, Mark. The invasive species issue, especially Asian carp, everybody knows Asian carp because they're big and they jump out of the water and land in your boat and have a chance of decimating the Great Lakes fishery. So everybody focuses on Asian carp. But this study, which is really driven by Asian carp approaching Chicago and with a chance to get into Lake Michigan, is a landmark. Everybody has been waiting for this. Congress mandated that the Corps, as you mentioned, the Corps do this study. Everything has kind of been on hold, and it affects the region. So everybody has been waiting for the Corps to present this 18-month work, and they did this week. And I happened to be at the hearing, the first hearing that they're conducting, public comment period, last night in Chicago, and there was a tremendous level of interest. So there's an opportunity here for the Great Lakes region to do something about invasive species and Asian carp. Now we have to see what happens. It's a big deal.
Has there been much reaction so far?
There's a ton of reaction. It's really puzzling, Mark. I've scanned the politicians' websites. I've looked at the editorial boards from around the region. And everybody is just a little bit puzzled. But this report is very comprehensive. The $18 billion price tag for physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi, boy, that just has everybody's attention. We're in a time of budget cutting, and there's hardly a day that you don't go by, and in the national media that you don't see people sparring over how much money the country is spending. So now the fix for Asian carp to protect the Great Lakes, the best fix, is $18 billion. And as I mingled last night talking with people, they're just trying to figure out what to do with the report. It's over 200 pages, has a ton of appendices and analysis. And people right now, politicians, environmental groups, business groups, they're all in the role of trying to digest this thing.
$18 billion is a whopping figure, but by the same token, a lot of people would stand to be impacted by this. I mean, the entire Great Lakes region, how insurmountable does that seem to you?
The $18 billion figure is, I believe, going to be very insurmountable. Advocates would say, okay, $18 billion, yes, it's a big number, and the final number could be less than that, and even the Army Corps admits that this is a conceptual number. But when you look at what's at risk, the number associated with the Great Lakes fishery is $7 billion, so if that was wiped out, the $18 billion doesn't look like such a big number. But there's an undercurrent here about the $18 billion that's grabbing all the headlines. The worst-kept secret in all of this is the Army Corps didn't really want to do this report.
Why not?
They, Well, they just don't believe in the project, I don't believe. But, Mark, 2 years ago I sat in federal court and listened to Major General Peabody from the Army Corps, who was the head of the Chicago District at the time, testify in Michigan's CARP case that, you know, he just didn't believe in the physical infrastructure separation project, the timeline and the cost. But he's a good soldier, and he said if Congress authorized it and the president signed it, you know, of course he would do it, and he would do his best job. The Corps was forced into this project and analysis, and they've done exactly what General Peabody said they would do. They did their what they perceived to be their best work, and now they're handing it off. But they don't have ownership. They're not going to take ownership of the next steps. That's going to be up to other people in the region.
These eight options range from doing nothing to replumbing Chicago, and that is quite a spread. Tell us about some of the other options that jumped out at you, Gary.
Well, there is an interim. The big one is the $18 billion one, and that's replumbing Chicago, physically separating the Great Lakes from the Mississippi. And while Chicago gets all the attention, it's also Northwest Indiana. And Northwest Indiana folks in general, including Governor Spence, are very skeptical about any Army Corps project. They haven't necessarily had good experiences. But there was an interim step, one of the interim options, that would cost less, and that involves building a lock, or plural locks, where ships and barges passing through the Chicago waterway system would go into a lock and be sanitized against invasive species, for lack of a better term. And then, you know, they would be allowed to exit the lock. So the assumption is that no water transfers, and any invasives that could be attached to the boat or in that lock water would be killed, theory being that the boat would be safe to transfer and invasive species would be kept at bay. That's sort of the middle ground. Environmental groups aren't happy with it. They want physical separation, and that's all they want.
They pretty much galvanized around that idea, correct?
They are. They're very galvanized, and they feel like they can take no other position. There's the one word that kept popping up last night at the public comment period, Mark, was opportunity. This region has an opportunity right now to do something about invasive species. The Corps report can be the catalyst for it, but that opportunity is not going to be here forever, and the clock is ticking as the carp are swimming. So if this thing languishes, that opportunity could be lost.
Are you still in a position, Gary, then, where you're waiting for government officials to respond to the report then?
They've responded, but the responses have been kind of quizzical. And, you know, I was talking with John Allen a couple of days ago from Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes, and his response was fairly typical from what you see around the region at various levels. And it's kind of like, okay, we've got the report. We know what the scenarios are. And he kind of left it at that. The unanswered question is, what's the next step and who's going to take it? There was a lot of talk about consensus building to get this thing rolling, but very little talk about who's going to step up and lead and build that consensus. I think that's what the politicians, environmental groups, are trying to figure out right now. It's not going to be easy.
Well, the Great Lakes governors met on this last spring at Mackinac Island, and at that gathering, the governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn, signaled that he was open to the idea of a permanent barrier. The governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, had opposite sentiment, saying that the idea was basically a non-starter. We're just basically in a situation, in a pattern right now, though, where we're waiting for these key people to weigh in and waiting for somebody to step up?
That's absolutely correct, Mark. And one of those key people could have been Senator Durbin from Illinois. He's been, you know, softly supportive of environmental groups. He's been pressuring the Corps to produce this study. But his statement after the Corps released its report was pretty telling, and it's brief. I'll read it here. he says, I'm talking about physical separation, though popular with some, complete separation of the Mississippi and Lake Michigan would be one of the most costly water projects in the nation. I've seen too many of these long-term core projects languish for years and fall victim to congressional inaction. We can't gamble with the threat of Asian carp invading the Great Lakes or severe flooding in Chicago by pursuing a risky project like this at the expense of our current efforts. That's fairly telling. He could have been a champion for this, and it sounds like now he's pulling back. So we'll have to see.
As a guy who covers this story continually, what's next on your radar? What are you waiting to have happen?
Well, there's an event in Washington, D.C. in late February or early March. It's called Great Lakes Days, and most of the Great Lakes community goes to Washington. It's led by the Great Lakes Commission in Ann Arbor. They go to Washington, and they meet, and they lobby for various projects, not just the Asian carp issue, but for funding and a whole range of things. That's seen as the opportunity because you're in Washington, D.C. You'll have access to congressional leaders to really make a case and lobby for somebody to take hold of this. Between now and then, I think everybody's going to be doing their diligence and trying to get their ducks in order and develop a plan. But they've got to find somebody or some multiples of people to step up and take ownership of this and move it along.
We will remind our listeners that there are two public comment sessions scheduled to respond to the Army Corps study, one of them in Ann Arbor, Tuesday the 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. at the University of Michigan League on North University. Also, 2 days later in Traverse City, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hagerty Conference Center, Northwest Michigan College. Gary Wilson's an independent journalist based in Chicago. You can catch his review of the top stories out of the Great Lakes on the last Tuesday of every month here on Current State. Gary, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
Good to be with you, Mark. Thank you.